National System of Assessment of Foreign Language Proficiency, Level B1. The listening paper consists of four parts. In each part, you will hear the recordings twice. In each part, there will be time for you to look at the questions before you hear the recordings. You can write your answers on the test booklet. At the end of the test, you will need to copy your answers to the answer sheet. Now turn to part one. You will hear 10 utterances. Match the utterances of each speaker, 1 through 10, with the statements, A through L. Use each letter only once. Note, there are two statements which you do not need to use. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Speaker 1.
Reporters are constantly asking people for stories they report. So ask your friends and family questions. Do it on the record. For instance, talk to your grandfather or uncle. I used to ask all my relatives about their real life experiences, and they always had something interesting to say. Then I'd write the stories they told me about, just for fun. Reporters are constantly asking people for stories they report. So ask your friends and family questions. Do it on the record. For instance, talk to your grandfather or uncle. I used to ask all my relatives about their real life experiences, and they always had something interesting to say. Then I'd write the stories they told me about, just for fun.
Speaker 2.
Reporters often have to work hard to get interviews. Very often they have to travel long distances to get information for their stories. It's good to know that as a reporter, you won't have a couple of days to pack your suitcase. Instead, you may have a few hours at best, and the next moment you are off to Egypt or some other country. But I think that writing real stories in a real time frame is the best part of the job of a news reporter. Reporters often have to work hard to get interviews. Very often they have to travel long distances to get information for their stories. It's good to know that as a reporter, you won't have a couple of days to pack your suitcase. Instead, you may have a few hours at best, and the next moment you are off to Egypt or some other country. But I think that writing real stories in a real time frame is the best part of the job of a news reporter.
Speaker 3.
Never give up and you'll get a job. After earning a college degree in broadcasting, I got a job with a TV station in New York. But the job wasn't as a reporter. I was an office assistant. But I didn't give up. I kept going to the newsroom and asking if I could do anything. And then one day somebody left, and I got her job. They knew that I had always wanted to be a news reporter. Never give up and you'll get a job. After earning a college degree in broadcasting, I got a job with a TV station in New York. But the job wasn't as a reporter. I was an office assistant. But I didn't give up. I kept going to the newsroom and asking if I could do anything. And then one day somebody left. And I got her job. They knew that I had always wanted to be a news reporter.
Speaker 4.
At the beginning of your career as a news reporter, you'll be looking for a job in a local newspaper. News directors want to know if you can turn these common stories into something exciting. And if you can, the job is yours. So my advice is to look in your local newspaper for local community social occasions. There are always festivals, meetings, fairs, or things like these happening. Do your best to turn them into exciting stories. At the beginning of your career as a news reporter, you'll be looking for a job in a local newspaper. News directors want to know if you can turn these common stories into something exciting. And if you can, the job is yours. So my advice is to look in your local newspaper for local community social occasions. There are always festivals, meetings, fairs, or things like these happening. Do your best to turn them into exciting stories.
Speaker 5.
Some of the best advice I got was to develop my abilities and learn as many skills as possible. One of the things that helped me get my first job was taking part in a meteorology program to earn a second degree. It allowed me to apply for more jobs than most people, because the more things you can do, the more opportunities you have to get a job in the news industry. Some of the best advice I got was to develop my abilities and learn as many skills as possible. One of the things that helped me get my first job was taking part in a meteorology program to earn a second degree. It allowed me to apply for more jobs than most people, because the more things you can do, the more opportunities you have to get a job in the news industry.
Speaker 6.
You won't just get a job in news reporting a few days after graduating from college. The process of getting a job in the news reporting field can be difficult and annoying. It can take a while, but wait your turn. Don't get upset or angry. If you have a talent for something, opportunities will happen. It may not happen exactly when you want it, but something will happen in your favor. Take your time and don't rush. You won't just get a job in news reporting a few days after graduating from college. The process of getting a job in the news reporting field can be difficult and annoying. It can take a while, but wait your turn. Don't get upset or angry. If you have a talent for something, opportunities will happen. It may not happen exactly when you want it, but something will happen in your favor. Take your time and don't rush.
Speaker 7.
I've got a part-time job, which I do in the evening and at weekends. It's quite a nice job, really. I walk my neighbor's dog. She had a car accident a couple of months ago and still can't get about very well, so she can't do it herself. I don't earn a lot, but I don't mind because I really love the dog and I enjoy the exercise, except when it's raining. I've got a part-time job, which I do in the evening and at weekends. It's quite a nice job, really. I walk my neighbor's dog. She had a car accident a couple of months ago and still can't get about very well, so she can't do it herself. I don't earn a lot, but I don't mind because I really love the dog and I enjoy the exercise, except when it's raining.
Speaker 8.
I work in a fish and chip shop on Friday evening and all day Saturday. It's a pretty terrible job, really. It's so hot and stuffy, and my clothes smell of cooking oil, even after they've been washed. However, the people who come regularly here to buy their favorite dish are usually friendly, and I can have a good laugh with them and talk to them. I think this is the main reason why I haven't left the job. I work in a fish and chip shop on Friday evening and all day Saturday. It's a pretty terrible job, really. It's so hot and stuffy, and my clothes smell of cooking oil, even after they've been washed. However, the people who come regularly here to buy their favorite dish are usually friendly, and I can have a good laugh with them and talk to them. I think this is the main reason why I haven't left the job.
Speaker 9.
I clean windows in my spare time. I started doing it about 2 years ago. First of all, I did the houses near where I live. Most of the work I get is from people who see me cleaning. Luckily, at the present time, more and more people are calling me, asking if I can do their windows as well. I don't have to advertise to get business. The good thing about the job is that you can do it whenever you feel like it. I like being my own boss. I clean windows in my spare time. I started doing it about 2 years ago. First of all, I did the houses near where I live. Most of the work I get is from people who see me cleaning. Luckily, at the present time, more and more people are calling me, asking if I can do their windows as well. I don't have to advertise to get business. The good thing about the job is that you can do it whenever you feel like it. I like being my own boss.
Speaker 10.
I earn extra pocket money by babysitting. I do it most evenings for a neighbor. They have a 2-year-old boy. He's normally asleep when I arrive, and he doesn't often wake up during the evening. That's great, because it means I can do my homework undisturbed. I don't earn a lot, about 3 or 4 pounds for an evening, but it's not really like work. If my neighbor doesn't come home until very late, after midnight, I earn a lot more then. I earn extra pocket money by babysitting. I do it most evenings for a neighbor. They have a 2-year-old boy. He's normally asleep when I arrive, and he doesn't often wake up during the evening. That's great, because it means I can do my homework undisturbed. I don't earn a lot, about 3 or 4 pounds for an evening, but it's not really like work. If my neighbor doesn't come home until very late, after midnight, I earn a lot more then.
This is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. You are going to listen to an interview. For questions 8 through 15, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
Now listen again.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
This is the end of part two. Now turn to part three. You will hear an interview. For questions 17 through 22, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions.
Now we're ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Today I'm talking to Marta Stanston, who runs her own mobile restaurant. Marta, how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, I learnt to cook at college. I always wanted to open my own restaurant, but had no money, so I got a job as a chef. I had all sorts of ideas for new dishes, which the staff thought would sell, but the guy who owned the place wasn't interested. That's when a friend told me about the mobile restaurant idea. It sounded great.
Tell us about it.
Well, it works like this. You decide on a menu. Obviously, you have to be able to cook. Then you advertise it so people can book a meal. The most amazing thing is all the advertising's done through social networking websites. People set up tables in their sitting room, or in a city car park, an empty factory, anywhere in fact. And because you know how many people you're cooking for, food doesn't get wasted.
So why was it good for you?
Well, various reasons. Like, I could buy all the ingredients without risk because you make customers pay in advance. The greatest advantage, though, is by having a maximum of 10 customers, I didn't need to hire a waiter. Then, of course, I could prepare everything at home. Just take a camping gas cooker with me, plus some plates, glasses, knives and forks.
Do you never run into problems?
The whole experience is fun. People watch you cook and the atmosphere's relaxed. I did one meal on a beach which almost went wrong because I didn't think about the wind blowing sand into people's food. Fortunately, I'd brought a large umbrella to protect myself from the sun, so I put it around their table instead.
And you sometimes use your own flat?
If the weather's bad, people come to my home instead, but it gets very crowded. Even though I've actually got enough chairs and a big table, it's not ideal. I was worried we might disturb the neighbours, but they've been all right about it. I love the temporary feel of the mobile idea, so home's not really what it's about.
Mm. So what's the future of mobile restaurants?
Well, it's rather uncertain. Lots of new ones are popping up because it's become fashionable. I think health inspectors will want to check them out. That doesn't worry me because I'm a trained chef. But if someone got ill in a less serious one, we might all get a bad name. So I guess inspections are a good thing.
Now listen again.
Today I'm talking to Marta Stanston, who runs her own mobile restaurant. Marta, how did you get into the restaurant business?
Well, I learnt to cook at college. I always wanted to open my own restaurant, but had no money, so I got a job as a chef. I had all sorts of ideas for new dishes, which the staff thought would sell, but the guy who owned the place wasn't interested. That's when a friend told me about the mobile restaurant idea. It sounded great.
Mm. Tell us about it.
Well, it works like this. You decide on a menu. Obviously, you have to be able to cook. Then you advertise it so people can book a meal. The most amazing thing is all the advertising's done through social networking websites. People set up tables in their sitting room or in a city car park, an empty factory, anywhere in fact. And because you know how many people you're cooking for, food doesn't get wasted.
So why was it good for you?
Well, various reasons. Like, I could buy all the ingredients without risk because you make customers pay in advance. The greatest advantage, though, is by having a maximum of 10 customers, I didn't need to hire a waiter. Then, of course, I could prepare everything at home. Just take a camping gas cooker with me, plus some plates, glasses, knives and forks.
Do you never run into problems?
The whole experience is fun. People watch you cook and the atmosphere's relaxed. I did one meal on a beach, which almost went wrong because I didn't think about the wind blowing sand into people's food. Fortunately, I'd brought a large umbrella to protect myself from the sun, so I put it around their table instead.
And you sometimes use your own flat?
If the weather's bad, people come to my home instead, but it gets very crowded. Even though I've actually got enough chairs and a big table, it's not ideal. I was worried we might disturb the neighbours, but they've been all right about it. I love the temporary feel of the mobile idea, so home's not really what it's about.
Mm. So what's the future of mobile restaurants?
Well, it's rather uncertain. Lots of new ones are popping up because it's become fashionable. I think health inspectors will want to check them out. That doesn't worry me because I'm a trained chef. But if someone got ill in a less serious one, we might all get a bad name. So I guess inspections are a good thing.
This is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear part of a lecture. For questions 23 through 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You have 30 seconds to look at the questions. Now we are ready to begin.
And that brings the time to almost midday. So now let's review some of this week's best websites. Our first one for the week is Natural Living, a green website selling natural products in an environmentally friendly way. Many of the products are from the UK, but there are also some items from Asia and South America. This is a new site, so there are only a few different types of things to buy. These include jewellery, gifts and beauty products. They're all really lovely, and if you log on now or in the next couple of days, you can get a discount on some purchases. Now, how often do you look in magazines at the clothes your favourite celebrity is wearing and wish that you had clothes like that too? How much money would you spend on them? There are a lot of websites around that sell very expensive designer clothes or clothes that used to be owned by the stars. Don't look at those. Try the website Look Like a Celebrity because it sells cheap versions of what the stars are wearing. On to the next website. Buying activities as gifts, such as a sports lesson or a meal in a restaurant, is very popular these days. And Experiences is a great website to look at. There are many different ideas to choose from, so many you may not be able to decide. Don't worry, you can buy a gift voucher so that the person can choose for themselves. They'll definitely find something to interest them. Now, have you got any gifts you don't want? Some people sell their unwanted gifts, but have you thought about exchanging them for something instead? Exchanging is a website just for swapping unwanted items. You list your unwanted objects on the website. There's no maximum number. Then you look for something that you want to exchange them for. You email the owner and send your unwanted gift to them, and they send their unwanted gift to you. Easy. Nowadays, there are a lot of music download sites, and it can be difficult choosing which ones to use. The website What Sounds does the work for you, because it reviews all the best music sites. You can't actually download music here, but you'll find out about costs, how easy different sites and software are to use, and which are the best sites for you to download music from. Finally, travel. There are plenty of good travel websites around, but I think Truth About Travel is really excellent. It reviews holiday destinations and also gives you links to other websites where you can book your holiday. At the moment, it only reviews places in Europe, but this is changing next month. The organisation and advice about where to stay will be the same, but it will also review hotels and other top accommodation in Australia and other continents. That's it for now. Tune in next week for more website advice. For details of where to find all the websites in today's programme, just go...
Now listen again.
And that brings the time to almost midday, so now let's review some of this week's best websites. Our first one for the week is Natural Living, a green website selling natural products in an environmentally friendly way. Many of the products are from the UK, but there are also some items from Asia and South America. This is a new site, so there are only a few different types of things to buy. These include jewellery, gifts and beauty products. They're all really lovely, and if you log on now or in the next couple of days, you can get a discount on some purchases. Now, how often do you look in magazines at the clothes your favourite celebrity is wearing and wish that you had clothes like that too? How much money would you spend on them? There are a lot of websites around that sell very expensive designer clothes or clothes that used to be owned by the stars. Don't look at those. Try the website Look Like a Celebrity because it sells cheap versions of what the stars are wearing. On to the next website. Buying activities as gifts, such as a sports lesson or a meal in a restaurant, is very popular these days. And Experiences is a great website to look at. There are many different ideas to choose from, so many you may not be able to decide. Don't worry, you can buy a gift voucher so that the person can choose for themselves. They'll definitely find something to interest them. Now, have you got any gifts you don't want? Some people sell their unwanted gifts, but have you thought about exchanging them for something instead? Exchanging is a website just for swapping unwanted items. You list your unwanted objects on the website. There's no maximum number. Then you look for something that you want to exchange them for. You email the owner and send your unwanted gift to them, and they send their unwanted gift to you. Easy. Nowadays, there are a lot of music download sites, and it can be difficult choosing which ones to use. The website What Sounds does the work for you because it reviews all the best music sites. You can't actually download music here, but you'll find out about costs, how easy different sites and software are to use, and which are the best sites for you to download music from. Finally, travel. There are plenty of good travel websites around, but I think Truth About Travel is really excellent. It reviews holiday destinations and also gives you links to other websites where you can book your holiday. At the moment, it only reviews places in Europe, but this is changing next month. The organisation and advice about where to stay will be the same, but it will also review hotels and other top accommodation in Australia and other continents. That's it for now. Tune in next week for more website advice. For details of where to find all the websites in today's programme, just go...
This is the end of the listening test.